There's a verse of scripture that the Lord's had me in all week long, and it's He just keeps relooping and really won't let me leave it. And I've learned that when the Lord does that, to pay attention to it, because He wants to plan it. He really wants to plant it in us. So don't be in such a hurry to move from this thing to the next thing. Let him resonate and go deep with these words. God's in the long path, the slow burn. And the scripture that He's had me in is in Lamentations 1:9, of all places. We spend a lot of time there, right, Tyler? The Lamentations of Jeremiah. And the verse says, I'm reading out of the NIV. It says, her filthiness clung to her skirts. She did not consider her future. Her fall was astounding, and there was none to comfort her. And the part in that that the Lord has been emphasizing to me is not the filthiness in her skirts. It gives you the visualization of, in that time and in that culture, of a woman, much like the woman with the issue of blood, that has a menstrual cycle that cannot be stopped, and it's staining her garments, which makes her unclean. It makes her unworthy to participate in what we're doing today, in approaching a rabbi or worshiping or being in the synagogue or the temple. It causes her to be unclean and unworthy. But the emphasis is not on that fact, but it's in the next part of this verse, and where it says she did not consider her future. This is written by Jeremiah. I'm going to put this back here. This is written by Jeremiah, who was an Old Testament prophet. And he was writing this to the nation of Judah. And Judah, during this time period, was about to fall into the Babylonian captivity. It was pre-captivity, and then actually during the captivity was when he prophesied and ministered. And the weight of this verse, as I said, was not the fact that Judah was sinful, that Judah had messed up, that Judah had all these issues in her life. But the weight of the verse is what caused all of those issues. And that was the fact that they did not consider their future. They did not consider their destiny. They didn't consider who they were supposed to be. They didn't consider who they were as kingdom people. They didn't consider what their potential was as kingdom people. If you look at the story in Numbers 13 of the children of Israel at Kadesh Barnea, when they're making their first attempt or potential attempt to go into the promised land, we all know the story of the 12 spies. And the spies go into the land, and they see that it's a good land, and it's everything that God said it would be, but they also see that it was full of giants and fortified cities. And so they come back, and their report was that it's everything God said it was, but. And then they come in and they talk about the giants, and they talk about the fortified cities. They talk about the strength of the people. And then they talk about themselves, and they said, and we are as grasshoppers in their sight. And the folly in Israel was not that they incorrectly saw the land, because they totally correctly saw the land. They saw it for what it was, Cindy. They saw it for a land of plenteous of milk and honey, but they also saw it as a land that was full of the giants and the fortified cities. So they correctly saw that, but what they incorrectly saw was who they were. The purpose of the memorials that God had the children of Israel establish later on, we see it in the book of Joshua that we talked about a few weeks ago. He said, build these memorials to remind and to teach your children. And it wasn't a memorial of do this and do that, but it was a memorial of this is who you are in God. And the folly of the children of Israel was that they didn't realize, didn't remember who they were as God's chosen people, as His anointed, as a nation of priests, as we would consider ourselves today according to what the Word says about us. And I think the greatest thing that we can do in our children, in our grandchildren, is not teaching them a moral code or the absolutes, do this and don't do this, and this is it's not behavior modification. It's identification. To consider their future. To consider their potential. Consider what God says about them and who God dreams them to be. We've been talking about our interruption of our dreams the last few weeks. And considering who God says we are and what His thoughts are toward us and about us. And so today I want us, as we come in and worship, I want us to not abort us considering our future. Considering the potential that was within us. It said that the fall of Judah was astounding. That's what the NIV says. It was astounding, the fall. And it was not, the astounding part was not the fact that they went into captivity. The astounding part is the contrast between captivity and what they were created and designed to be. That's the astounding part. It's this huge gap in the lives, in this case, of His people. The tribe of Judah, the nation of Judah. It was a split kingdom at this time, Israel and Judah. But the huge contrast in what they were under David and King Solomon to what they had become. And I don't attribute it to idol worship. I don't attribute it to sinful living. Those were the fruits of it. I attribute it to this one verse here where it says they did not consider their future. They did not think about who they were and what God designed them to be. Who He created them to be. Who He chose them to be. How He married Himself to them. That was His whole thing in coming out of Egypt, was identification. He said, I'm identifying myself with you. And so today I really feel like the word of the Lord is to come in and to encourage you, to cause you to consider, to think, to ponder on, to believe what your future is in Him. Because you can look at circumstances out there, you can look at the world out there, and you can say, man, the world is big. Yeah, it's plenteous, but there are pitfalls everywhere. There are giants, if you will, everywhere. There are fortified cities, if you will, everywhere. Noah, earlier when you were introducing the song that you wrote, I absolutely loved it. It was so beautiful. But you were talking about comparison. And what we'll do is we'll come in, and I heard Joel Houston say this recently from Hillsong. He was kind of hit a wall a year or so ago. Before they did their last album, and he's like, man, everybody's writing worship music, everybody's touring, and everybody's doing events and all of this. What makes us any different? Why are we doing this? Of all the options out there, why are we doing this? And it was the comparison thing. And if we look at these potential, maybe I don't stack up to Elevation. Maybe I don't stack up to Hillsong. Maybe I don't stack up to this. Maybe I don't stack up to that. That causes you to forget to consider your future and who you are. You see what I'm saying in that? And that's what keeps you on a path of dreaming. That's what keeps you on a path of believing. That's what keeps you on a path of faith. That's what keeps you on a path of hope. It's not learn behavior. when I came up, it was about sin management. And if you do these things and don't do these things, and it was a list. If you do these things and then if you don't do these things, then you're a good boy and you'll eventually make it to heaven. But it was way, way short on who I was. On who I was to become. On my identity in Him. And so, Noah, if you'll continue to pursue that, if you'll continue to consider your future, His future for you, then it doesn't matter if you write one song or 1,000 songs. If you keep pressing in, who knows what God has for you? Who knows how He's going to use you? And so I want us to come into this place. I was not a good high school student. And it wasn't because I wasn't intelligent. Because when I was in middle school, I won all the awards. Math award, history award, social studies award. I mean, on Honors Day, dude, I was like taking it to the bank. And then when I got in high school, something happened, Madeline. I forgot who I was. And I started being what all the other little redneck yahoo boys that went to Harrelson County High School were. And we were running around being just heathen hillbillies. And the folly was not the fact of my behavior, that I was doing stuff I shouldn't have been doing. The folly was the fact that I was not developing the mind that God gave me. I was satisfied being an 88 student instead of a 98 student. And I did not develop this. That was the folly. Because I failed to see, I failed to consider His future for me. I failed to consider what He created me to be, what He designed me to be, the potential that was in me. And so today, man, I just really wanted, the Lord has had me on this, not about my high school jack-ups or anything like that, but about how do we look moving forward out of where we are today? And it's not doing the right thing. It's being the right thing. It's rightly seeing ourselves. Because if we do that, then we'll do the right thing. We don't have to worry about that. That's not the focus. That's the thing that gets caught up in the backwash, if you will, that comes in behind it. The drafting. You know, you get behind when a transfer truck goes by and it's got all of this motion and all this momentum. And then all of a sudden you get all this backwind that comes in behind it. I don't know the proper terminology, but y'all know what I'm talking about. And it just, it carries you with it. Good deeds, good works will be that will carry with it. You don't have to worry about idol worship in Judah. You don't have to worry about falling into that, Solomon, as long as you never stop believing and never stop seeing and never stop dreaming or pondering your future. The future that God has for you. The future that God has for you. And so, man, I just want to lay that on you guys today, because God's had me so heavy in that this week. If sociologists were out and they were doing surveys or questions on what are the great questions of life, I think probably the biggest two would be that people would want to know is, who am I and what's my divine purpose? I mean, if you just went out there and did a survey in the world, who am I and what is my divine purpose? What's my destiny? It'd be one way of saying it. What's my purpose in life? And in a sense, that's what we're talking about today. She failed to consider her future. She failed to consider what she was supposed to be. She failed to consider what she was, had the potential to be. Just let that weigh on you, let that soak on you. I believe that Mary, the mother of Jesus, walked this earth in a unique way. Not just the 9 months that she carried Jesus in her womb, but I believe she walked this earth in a very, very unique way. And it's because she considered who she was. Her total identity changed. She went from being a good little Jewish girl that had a great lineage. You look at her lineage, she had a tremendous lineage. But she went from being just a sweet, innocent, good little young girl that was betrothed to marry a solid guy and live a normal life, worshiping Yahweh, to all of a sudden now you're carrying the Messiah. Now you're mothering the Messiah. If we want to get down to it, you're changing the diapers of the Messiah. Can you wrap your head around that? That I'm changing God's diaper. I know people are like, that's blasphemous, brother. That's reality. Jesus was a one-year-old baby that had poopy diapers. And she walked through life, I believe, with such a different way of carrying herself than everybody around her, because she considered what she weighed, what her future was, in the fact that I'm always going to be Jesus' mother. And I'm always going to be caring for him in the physical. And it changed the whole dynamic of who she was. And I believe if you'll let the weight of that, they considered not their future. If you'll let the weight of that, and it's a good weight, it's not a bad weight. If you'll let the weight of that rest on you, then it'll totally change your approach to life. Yeah, your behavior modification will be great. It'll keep you from doing some really jacked up stuff. But it will cause you to believe and to dream and to press into places that perhaps you would have not pressed into. And if you do that, you'll be amazed at what God will do to you, in you, through you. It'll blow your mind. It'll be such abundant. Jesus promised him abundant life. It'll be such abundant life that it'll be the eyes not seen and ears not heard. We always think eyes not seen and ears not heard is signs and wonders and, you know, crazy, you know, flashes of lightning and all of that stuff. But you know what it'll be? It'll be a people that are walking in such a fullness of presence of him. It'll be generations that are walking in such a place of considering and knowing who they are. Because he says we're a nation of priests and a nation of kings. And if I know and I remember that I'm a priest and a king, you know what? It changes the way I walk this life out. It changes how I view myself. It changes the way I act and interact with people. It changes the way I view others. When I consider the way he thinks about me and the way that he speaks and declares over me. So, Salah, let that rest on you. Let that rest on you. Can we sing this? Can we sing through this song again? I know I just blew up our song list. But if we can sing through this song again, that'd be amazing. Just keep the podcast going. I want them to be able to. This is beautiful. Here's the thing. Sorry. This song, through and through, it says, I find that I'm safe and warm in your loving arms. You see me, you know me, you love me through and through. Your dreams are safe with Him. Your future is safe with Him. Because in reality, the dreams that you have, they're His dreams to start with. He just put them in you. Last week we talked about it was a thought before it was an action. And so before that dream ever started in you, all those wonderful, amazing that it's like, oh my gosh, that's really out there and all that, and I don't dare to believe that. Dare to believe it because it's His dream to start with. It's His dream to start with. And they're safe in Him. That your future's safe in Him. Your future's safe in Him. He holds it. It's safe and warm. I like that. It's safe and warm. Safe and warm. So man, I just so dig that. Let's just sing that. Let's declare that, alright? I find that I'm safe and warm. Sing that over your life. Sing that over yourself. And God bless you guys. We hope y'all have an amazing Mother's Day. If you're listening to this after the fact, 2021, 2022, God's message does not change. It does not have an expiration date. His heart for you remains the same. His love for you remains the same. So man, just receive it. Say yes to His yes. And be blessed. We'll see you guys soon. God bless you.